Is the flight plan you're flying the flight plan you filed? From the National Business Aviation Association, this is Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs with your trusted source for business aviation news. The FAA has issued an information for operators memo asking flight crews to make sure they file accurate flight plans because there's an increasing number of inaccurate flight plans in the air traffic control system. NBAA's John Kosak is an air traffic management specialist working at the FAA Air Traffic Control System Command Center near Washington, D.C.
Occasionally, for whatever reason, operators need to make a change to that flight plan. Sometimes reroutes are issued. Sometimes they want to take a different route to avoid weather, which we highly encourage. But they need to make a change with their flight plan. And the problem comes when they make that change incorrectly. They might cancel the flight plan, but it doesn't actually come out of the system. And now they've got two flight plans in the system, and nobody's sure which one they want for sure. And now they've got to go back and figure that out.
Here's another issue. Pilots often take off without filing a flight plan that truly reflects their aircraft's capabilities. If you don't indicate that you have RNAV capabilities, for instance, ATC won't be able to give you RNAV, SIDS, and STARS. Well, without the correct information, ATC doesn't know what you're capable of doing and might expect you to do something that your aircraft can't. Solutions? Kosak says you can either amend your existing flight plan or cancel it and file a new one.
45 minutes is really kind of the breaking point for that. So if it's before 45 minutes, really you want to go ahead and do either the change or the cancellation. After 45 minutes, you actually want to contact the controlling facility because that strip's already been printed out and it's already sitting on a desk somewhere. And you literally just ask them to pull the strip. You tell them that you want to cancel your current flight plan and then let them know that you or your dispatcher or scheduler is going to refile a completely new flight plan. And that helps us keep from ending up with the two flight plans in the system.
The idea is to cut down on controller workload and speed you along on your way. Your last line of defense here is obviously the clearance that you're issued before takeoff. Listen carefully to make sure the plan you filed is the plan ATC expects you to fly. I'll have more business aviation news for you in just a moment. But first, please, this message.
If you fly overseas, you'll find a great tool on the NBAA website. Through the partnership with Arink Direct Business Aviation Solutions, NBAA offers its members a way to instantly submit information required by Customs and Border Protection Advanced Passenger Information System. The electronic APIS transmission service meets all applicable regulatory requirements and has been fully approved by CBP. It allows you to quickly and easily submit, modify, and store APIS data for future use. Register at www.mbaa.org/APIS.
Welcome back to NBAA's Flight Plan. I'm Pete Combs. A while back, we talked with NBAA's Doug Carr about concerns over FAA guidance on its plan for testing pilots for sleep apnea if they had a body mass index higher than 40 and a neck size more than 17 inches. Carr is NBAA's Vice President for Regulatory and International Affairs, and he went to work on the issue.
We've met with the Federal Air Surgeon, the Deputy Federal Air Surgeon, and the FAA Administrator about this. And it appears that the FAA has heard industry's concerns loud and clear.
New guidance developed without NBAA input was issued January 23rd. It takes into consideration more of the big picture on a pilot's health and allows him to obtain a diagnosis from his own doctor. Check out the NBAA website for more information. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin tells the Chicago Area Business Aviation Association that at the very top of NBAA's agenda this year is passage of a new FAA reauthorization bill, one that will cover a number of years before the current authorization expires at the end of September. User fees are always on the radar in this conversation. For a full briefing on Bolin's speech in Chicago, again, check the website. And that's the latest from the National Business Aviation Association. I'm Pete Combs. Thanks for listening to Flight Plan.